and maybe one day we'll do that, but this came to me and in the last 48 hours. So this is something new, this is something in my spirit, and I want to give it to you today, ladies, if I may. Amen? So what I'm going to give today is a Mother's Day card from God. Amen? That's the title of the word today, is a Mother's Day's card from God. If God could give you a card today, ladies, I believe this is what He would want to say to you. And I have several things that I want to say to you today that I've written down that I want to give to you. And as I said earlier, I have a problem with Mother's Day. It's not that I don't like Mother's Day or that I disagree with it or that I dread it. My problem is that I don't know how to preach sometimes a good Mother's Day's message because there's such a diversity always in the house. Mother's Day is perhaps for me the most difficult sermon to preach all year, as I said to you earlier. And I preach many Mother's Day messages, some of my best. I even have a Mother's Day message that I titled Karen's Message. That was a day that I had a fight with her before I came to church. And I remember going to a park and sitting there. And I really didn't want to go to church, and I really didn't want to preach. And we were having some difficulties and disagreements. And as I was sitting there, God unveiled a message in front of me, and it became a message, a Mother's Day message. And I titled that message Karen's Message, one of the best that I've ever preached. And since then, we've made up and decided to stay together. So somebody said, praise God. Amen. Did she say praise God? Anybody here? And so it sometimes is very difficult for me. And why is it so hard to preach a Mother's Day message, you ask? Well, here's what I wrote. Because while Mother's Day can be a very happy and joyous day, it can also be a very sad day for many ladies. The reason why is maybe you have recently lost your mother and you are experiencing the pain of your loss. Maybe you have lost a child, as we have, and your heart grieves on Mother's Day, knowing that that child is not there to wish you a happy Mother's Day. Maybe you are having difficulty with your mother. Your mother hasn't and wasn't the ideal mother, and because of it, there is a strain between you and her life. It's a terrible place to be, but how many knows it's a reality? Maybe you have some guilt feelings about your motherhood, and you have children's problems or marriage problems. Maybe you didn't know Christ early on, and because of that, what happened is that you made a lot of mistakes as a mother in that time to where you did not know Christ. And because of it, you can be plagued with guilt. Maybe you've never had a real mother and were raised in a foster home of by relatives. Maybe you were never able to have children, and a Mother's Day isn't a joyous occasion for you. Believe me, ladies and gentlemen, there are many in the body of Christ that suffer this, and many people don't know how they suffer in silence every year. Maybe you are a single mother and are struggling with being a good mother to your children. There are many here today that are like that. We live in a completely different age. What sits here today is not just mothers in a classical sense of a home, staying home and being a classical mother of being a homemaker. And so we have many women today who are sitting in this house who have to work to be able to support their children. They're single mothers, some by choice, some because of life itself and what has happened. You sit here today, and that is your situation. You see, not every home is like the Cleavers. Amen. Some of you young ones here have no idea what I'm talking about. Or the Brady Bunch. Or Fathers Knows Best. Amen. Or Ozzie and Harriet Nelson. Remember them, don't you? With Ricky Nelson. But maybe your home is more like the Ozzy Osbourne family. Amen. What I've seen here is then it would be called the Ozzy Nelson family. If you can, never mind. And some of you are lost in the reference. But some of you have been raised in good Christian homes, have wonderful parents. And some of you here, many of you, are wonderful parents. And I want to say to all of you who have wonderful parents and you who have wonderful homes, then you have a lot to be thankful for today. And you need to be able to thank God for it. You need to be able to put your arm around your mother today. And you need to embrace her and thank God for her. If you are on Facebook, you saw my post about my own mother who's going to be 90 years old. And I thank God every day for my mother. I thank God for her life, because she's the one who prayed me into the kingdom. There's no way that I would be here today if it was not for my mother's prayers. My mother literally prayed me into the kingdom. I was definitely headed in the other direction. I thank God for you, and you should thank God too for the life that you have today. Let me tell you, Christian parents are not perfect parents. Me and Karen have been Christians. Our kids have known nothing else except a godly home. But I want you to know we have made some real mistakes in our life, and we have made some real mistakes in our home. Karen will be the first one to tell you that as a mother, she has made mistakes. There was no book that was given to her when we first had a baby that said, this is how to be the perfect mother. Sure, there was Dr. Spock and all of his crazy thinking back when we were beginning to have children to tell us how to be. And he probably was hitting a couple LSD hits, probably, you know, taking a couple sugar cubes a day, more than likely. Half those people back then. And they didn't know how to be perfect parents. And let me clue you in on something. There is no perfect mother. There are mothers with flaws who have a perfect God who lives within them. And that perfect God gives them the ability to learn and learn from it to be good mothers to their children. You need to thank God today. If you are here today and you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, realize this. You need to thank God that you have a mother who knows God. You need to thank God that you have a mother who prays for you. Because if those prayers stop, if that mother stops believing for your life, where would you be today? I know that some of us have taken a lot of things for granted. We think that, hey, I'm here because of my goodness. I'm here because of my hard work. I'm here because of my wit. I'm here because of my education. I'm here because of my looks. No, ma'am. No, sir. You're here because your mama has prayed for you. You're here today because your mama has prayed for you, because she has sacrificed for those prayers. Know this, ladies and gentlemen, know this, mothers, that those prayers are not in vain. They are not wasted. They have not gone along the wayside. I know that at times we feel like the prayers are gone, they have gone, and they are wasted, but I'm here to tell you today that God has collected every one of your prayers, and He's filling that cup up. And there will be a day that He will pour those tears out of that cup upon your child, upon your situation, and He will answer that prayer. Are you hearing me today? Come on, somebody give the Lord praise. Amen. So I thank God for you, and you should thank God for Him today. I want to encourage each of you mothers today, especially those that are suffering today, those who are hurting. Each of you have been affected by motherhood in one way or another. Either that you have a mother, you had a mother, you are a mother, you are married to a mother, or knows a mother today. Amen? And in Proverbs chapter 31 and verse 10, look there with me today. And you need to get out your Bibles, and ladies, if you would, get out a pen and get out a pencil and get out a paper. I want to give you some scriptures that you can look up today, if you will. But I want you to follow along with me if you can. In Proverbs chapter 31 and verse 10, if you're there, say amen. And who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. I want you to know today that in this, God devotes a whole chapter to woman. Do you know in the entire Bible, there is not one place where God devotes an entire chapter to one man, to man. Now, God talks about different men. God talks about different women. But only here, God devotes a whole chapter about woman. And he literally oozes with emotion and glory as he describes what this woman is. And I want you to know something, that God has great value in women. Even though our society devalues women, and we live in a world to where women are trafficked on a constant basis, as we sit here today, there are young women who are being trafficked and sold into slavery, even as we sit in the service today.
that are being sold and being their lives being destroyed today because of it, taken from the arms of their mother. But I'm here today to tell you that God, and as much as we look at the earth, me and Karen have spent a lot of time. And I want to tell you, mothers, how important your role is today. How important your role is to this house, to the body of Christ, and to the world that we live in. Because here we live in a world that seemingly is getting darker. It's not getting brighter, it's getting darker. We live in a day to where that sin seems to be reigning. What is our hope? What is the anchor that we hold on to, ladies and gentlemen? What is the hope we hold on to? I believe one of those anchors today is the women in the body of Christ. I believe it's mothers. I believe it's the love of a mother. I believe it is the wives that are sitting here today. What would Cornerstone be without the women in this house? What would I be without the glorious anchor and woman that God has given to my life? I decree to you today, there is nothing greater, there is nothing more powerful than a woman who can pray. You know, the enemy wants you to be passive. He wants you to give up. He wants you to believe that your prayers and your life is not working. But I'm here to declare to you today that your prayers are working. Even though you cannot see it now, know this, that the things that you're crying out to God, don't stop praying. In fact, you need to increase your prayers. Don't be discouraged by what you see by the natural. It may look like nothing is happening. But I can tell you now, in the spirit, it is happening. Why? Because you're not praying to yourself. You're not praying to a God that is dead. You're praying to a God that is alive, a God that is real, a God that answers prayer, and a God that sees your circumstance and sees your need today. God sees it, and I can tell you this, that God will answer your prayer. And either by the rod of correction or the rod of shame, your children will be saved. Amen? Let me tell you something. Your prayers are needed now more than ever in the last days that we're living. I said in the last days that we're living. I said in the last days that we're living in, if there was ever a time that we need an escalation of prayer, we don't need a decrease of prayer. You see, many are asleep in Zion. Many are asleep in Zion right now. They believe they have forever to make up their mind. They believe they have forever to change. They've changed and then not changed. They moved and they haven't moved. They have been filled because of church and other things that have filled their life and crippled them. But I'm here to tell you, we live in a day, in the last day, and if there was ever a time you need to pray, it's now, ladies. If there's ever a time we need your prayers, it's now. If there was ever a time we need your faith, it's now. Don't forsake your prayer. Don't forsake living a godly life. If there was ever a call, if there was ever a clarion call that is going out to the body of Christ now, if there was ever a need for godly, righteous women in the body of Christ, real women of God, real women who will stand and not be silent, who will stand against sin, who will stand against unrighteousness, who will stand in the gap for their children and for their homes and say, we are not going to quit. We are not going to lose our homes. We are not going to lose our children. We are not going to lose our church. We are going to be the women, the real women of God in this day. And I want to encourage you today that you may look at yourself. You may see yourself as powerless. You may see as yourself as ineffective. You may see yourself as inarticulate. You may see your circumstance as too great, too oppressive for you to be able to go on. But realize this, every time you call out your unsaved husband, every time you call out your unsaved child, every time you call out that prodigal's name, every time you pray for me and Karen, that is a prayer that God righteously takes and hears far above many other prayers, because He knows your passion as a woman of faith and righteousness today. Come on, somebody needs to clap your hands. Come on. You gentlemen need to clap your hands for your righteous wives today. I said, children, you need to be clapping your hands. Honey, you can give your mama all the cards in the world. You can give her all the beautiful flowers. I encourage you to do so. But there's nothing that will bless your mother more than to live a righteous life and a life for Jesus Christ. A life that is dedicated and committed to Christ. Because this life is too short. My son thought he had forever to live. And in a moment, he was gone from this earth at 21 years of age. You don't know what tomorrow may bring. Your life is like a vapor. It's here today and it's gone tomorrow. You don't know. You think you have. See, the deception of youth is you think it never can happen to you. Amen? But I want you to know something. If there is one thing that is certain in this life, we all shall meet death. But you will either meet the fear of death or you will meet the angels at death that will carry you to the Father, and you'll never taste the sting of death. Are you hearing me today? See, the one thing is certain. Death is certain, and a life after death is certain. Either a life in hell or a life in heaven. But I know this, that your mother, the one thing you got going for you, you may sit here and you may want to even shove everything out of your mind of what I'm saying. And I know we don't live in a society today that wants to preach a message that would push us. Try to woo people to Christ. Now, I can't woo anybody to Christ. I can preach the Word and let the Holy Spirit do the work that I can't do. But I am a believer that the mothers that are praying today for their husbands, for their children, for their homes, and for the church of Jesus Christ are prayers that are powerful concerning the church and concerning the faith of Jesus Christ. I believe it today. Amen? Amen. And look what he says here in Proverbs chapter 31 and verse 10. Who can find a virtuous woman? Well, number one is, how much more relevant is this scripture today than ever before? He said, who can find a virtuous woman? Because her price is what? Far above rubies. Far above jewels. Far above gold. He goes on to describe this virtuous woman and describes who she is. And I don't want to go there today. I just want to give this to you today. I want to give you this Mother's Day card. Turn with me to Isaiah chapter 40, if you will, please. Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40. If you're there, say amen. Isaiah chapter 40. And verse 28. How many are glad for your godly mother? You know, the beauty of it is this. You can give your children much. Amen? See, we remember a time when we didn't have nothing. Amen? See, we know what it is to be on food stamps. I know some of you find that hard to believe. Who find that hard to believe? Raise your hand. Say, you know you say it, Pastor, but you just don't look like you and Pastor Karen were ever on food stamps. Well, we were on food stamps. We've been on welfare. Amen? You say, Pastor, why did you say? Because I want you to know that we were on food stamps. We were on welfare. And I'll never forget that it came Easter. And I mean, we were broke. Amen? We were so broke. Well, you don't even want to know how broke we were. We were so broke, we couldn't even afford a turkey with meat. Amen? We just waited for the turkey that was left over. Amen? And just had the bones to chew on. That's how broke we were. But we were so broke and didn't have any cash, any money. And it came Easter. And Karen says, you know, this was the kids', they were just beginning to talk. Mark was about 5. Jennifer was about 7. She said, I'd just love to just buy the kids some new shoes and buy them a Bible. And she said, I'm going to pray. I'm going to ask God just for that. And so, and I mean, we didn't have any cash. I mean, none. And so she began to pray. And that weekend, it was either on a Friday or a Saturday, she had went to the post office. And lo and behold, there in the post office was a check enough for her to get each one of the kids a Bible and a pair of shoes for Easter. You know, that was one of the best Easters that we had.
And in that context, I just want you to understand that my kids have anything. And you as a father, if you're a father here, you know, man, you love to bless your kids. My kids know who to come to. They're not going to mama. She's going to ask them, why do you want that for? If they come to dad, dad never asked them why. I'm just glad that I can bless them. Amen. I want them to love me. I don't want my kids to hate me, man. Amen. But how many knows I can tell you no if I need to? But I'm glad to bless my children. So I remember the days when we had nothing and we could give the kids. But I want you to know something. Sayings will not give your kids security and wisdom. It's good to bless our children. I have prepared for my kids to have an inheritance. It's my responsibility as a father. But I want you to understand today that money and things will not give them security. The greatest thing that you can give them, you think vacations, you think taking them places, and we used to think the same thing, that it was there. But I remember the most special times in our life, Joe, was when we took our kids to the park. Amen. Bought a package of weenies. Are you hearing me? Amen. And grilled the hot dogs at the park and had some chips and hot dog and some soda pop. Amen. At the park. Are you hearing me? And that was some of the greatest times that we've had. But we've traveled all over the country. And we stayed in the best hotels with my kids. And I can tell you today that there was not any more fun than being in that park and having a picnic and swinging my kids on a swing than all the great places that we have been. Money cannot buy you happiness. Amen? Cannot. Here in Isaiah chapter 40, if you'll look here today, here's one of the things that I think that God wants to say to you today. And I've got to hurry. I'm running out of time. Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 28 through 31. And it says, "Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching for his understanding." I want you to know today that if you're discouraged, that God wants to give you something today. I want you, if you have your Bible, your iPad, or your iPhone, whichever way that you carry your Bible. Now, I want you ladies to lift it up right like this. Amen. Before I go any further, just lift it up like this. And I want you to say something. And I want you to look at it with me. And I want you to say, "This is God's Mother's Day card to me." And that whenever I need encouragement, whenever I need help, this is God's Mother's Day card to me. Amen. In verse 29, he giveth power to the faint. Do you hear me, ladies? And to them that have no might, he increaseth your strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord, come on, ladies, say wait. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. How many of you ladies have a PhD in waiting? Come on now. I said, how many of you ladies have a PhD in waiting? Say, "Pastor, I've been waiting and waiting and waiting." But I'm here to tell you is this, is that if you're waiting upon the Lord, I said, if you're waiting upon the Lord, if you're waiting upon man, if you're waiting upon flesh, you're going to be disappointed. You're going to be crushed. You'll have no strength. But if you're waiting upon the Lord, I want you to know, here's the promise. But they that wait upon the Lord, everybody say the Lord, shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall rise and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Are you hearing the word of the Lord today? Amen? Here's something else I want to tell you today. If you'll look with me in Ephesians 4 and 26. Ephesians 4 and 26. How many will give me just a few more minutes? Ephesians 4 and 26. Ephesians 4 and 26, like I told you, God just gave this to me, amen, just shortly before all of this. In Ephesians 4 and 26, here's the next thing God has in His Mother's Day card for you. One of the things that I believe that many mothers, and especially single mothers, can associate with, and that's anger. The Lord spoke specifically this to me, is that there's nothing. Why? Well, because as a single mother, you are constantly facing, and you mothers too, but I want to speak to the single mothers in this body today. Many of you fight frustration, and you can be a single mother because you're mothering the children. Even you might be married, but still, you are the main
factor in that home. Because the other person may not be carrying the spiritual weight. They may not be helping to carry the spiritual load or even the financial load in the body. They may be carrying a great financial load, but yet not carrying the emotional and the spiritual load of the house. And I want you to know that can create frustration. That can create anger in your life. Are you hearing me? And Ephesians 4 and 26 here, listen to what it says. Be angry and sin not. Amen? How many hears what I'm saying? Say, Pastor, come on, say it with me. Pastor, you mean I can get angry? Amen? Yeah, you can even get angry. Amen. You got to put that growl on the, you know, you can be angry. But look what he says here. Be angry and sin not. Come on, say it. Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. And I want you to understand this today, to you that are here, that you can be angry, but don't be angry at the person. Quit being angry at the wrong thing. Quit being angry at those things that are not going to avail you anything, that are not going to bring fruitfulness into your life. Don't be angry over those things in your life that bring you unfruitfulness. Quit being angry over the things in that individual's life. Look, I want to say to you today, don't be angry over the fact that something is dirty. Don't be angry because a deed is not done. If we're going to be angry, let's be angry over sin. Let's be angry over those things that are trying to destroy our children. Are you hearing me today? Amen. What we need in the body of Christ is righteous armor bearers. We need women to rise up and to stand against the flood of unrighteousness that is trying to flood our homes. Ladies, I want you to know the greatest thing you have is your faith and your righteousness in the midst of your home. What the enemy wants you to be angry with is the child. What he wants you to be angry with is that. And to be angry with that only brings frustration. See, there is a purpose for anger. You're supposed to get angry over disobedience, the lack of respect or insolence. Be angry over a lack of discipline. Be angry over the lack of righteousness. But don't be angry at the person. Once that anger comes to the person, then what happens? It becomes displaced, and the enemy uses that to what? To separate you and the child. Once there is separation, you can't move in faith. God tells you, be angry and sin not. Amen? Be angry and sin not. In verse 31 and 32, he said, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another. I contend today is the greatest thing that a woman can offer is her tenderness and her mercy. See, strength can come in meekness. Meekness is not weakness. Say it today. Meekness is not weakness. To adorn the inner man of the heart, ladies, is what God is looking. You can plate the outer part, or you can make up the outer part. Because in the society we live in today, everything tells us that the things that are value is outward beauty. Outward beauty, the way you dress, the clothes you have on, the makeup that you have. But I'm here to tell you that your greatest asset is your inner beauty, your inner strength. Because I want you to know something. Real men are looking for real women. Real men are looking for real women. I thank God, and I'm not saying to let yourself go. That's not what I'm preaching today. I'm saying is that if you have real strength on the inside, if you have real beauty on the inside, you let God beautify you. You let God beautify the inner man on the inside of you. Then that outward beauty will come. You don't have to force it. You don't have to make it come. The beauty of Christ will shine forth out of your life. Let me tell you something, darling. There's not one makeup company, not one perfume company that has made anything more powerful, more beautiful, more potent than the Holy Spirit upon a righteous woman. Honey, give me any day a woman who is righteous, who is praying, who's believing, and God will send you a righteous man. There's plenty of little minnows to pick out of the sea. Are you hearing me? There's a lot of men who are out there who have no character and have no integrity. But I want you to know something. You say, Pastor, I'm looking for a husband. Are you just looking for a husband, or are you looking for a righteous man? You're looking for a man of strength. Then you be what you want. You emanate, you seed out of your spirit what you want. If you want righteousness, then be righteous. If you want mercy and you want a merciful man, then you sow mercy out of your life. Honey, you can't wait till you get to the fishing hole to find a fishing pole. You can't wait till you get to the fishing hole to find some bait. Darling, you've got to prepare now. You've got to prepare the inside. You've got to prepare you as a woman of God. God is looking for righteous men. Oh, I wish there was more single men in this church. Then you need to believe God, amen, for your own lives, ladies. I want you to be married. I want you to have godly men. But ladies, I'm here to tell you, you're not going to get a man, a righteous man, by unrighteous behavior and by inconsistent behavior. If you want a righteous man, you're going to have to sow it today. Oh, Pastor, I didn't come here to you to beat me up. No, I didn't. Amen. But I'm speaking to you like a father. And I'm telling you today, ladies and gentlemen, if there was ever a time for real men and real women to come up and stand up in the house of God, it is a time to where we need to quit promoting the outward appearance. Amen. How many hears what I'm saying to you? Amen. Quit appropriating thinking that it's going to be the outward appearance. Well, Pastor, we need to take care of you. I agree. We need to eat right. We need to do it. I mean, God has convicted my life and He's dealing with me about it. But I want you to understand today is that God will send you. See, I believe God has that man. God has that woman. But God cannot send you something if you are not prepared for. If there's not wholeness in you, you need to strive for a wholeness on the inside, for completeness on the inside. And honey, you need to ask God too. Is that what God wants for your life? And if God doesn't, then Jesus Christ will be the husband that you don't have. But be the woman of God that you have. Don't spend your life and your entire life in regret. Spend it serving Christ, serving Him, and God will repay, I guarantee you. Amen. I'm closing today. In Proverbs 15 and 1. Turn back with me if you will. Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 1. How many will give me 5 more minutes? Amen. A soft answer will turn away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. Let me tell you something, ladies. There's nothing more powerful than the soft word of a woman. Amen. See, you men had a perfect chance to say amen, but you're too afraid. Say, I don't want my wife to think I think. No. Look, a soft answer. A woman's softness goes a lot further, amen, than a heavy hand. Amen? You can turn a man through a soft and a tender word. Come on, men, say amen. Amen? Amen. Come on, men, say, Pastor, thank you. Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Oh, I heard that. See, our Heavenly Father is always there to help you, ladies. I want you to know that. He's the present help in the time of trouble. And here's some other things that God wants to put in your card today. Psalms 32 and 8 says, I will instruct you and teach you in the ways which you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. I want you to know that God sees you and sees you where you're at. God knows where you live. But God says, I will give you instruction. I will teach you in the way. See, God will show you. He will direct you. He will give you the counsel that you need. In Psalms 46 and 1, I want you to hear this. God is your refuge and your strength, a very present help in time of trouble. In Psalms 27 and 14, wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage, ladies. Come on. Come on. Wait for the Lord and be strong and let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for the Lord. Don't give up, ladies. Help is on the way. Wait for the Lord. Don't settle for something less. Don't settle for something that is less than what God wants for you. I want the best for you. I want, just like I wanted the best for my daughter. And I used to tell her, preach to her constantly, if you'll wait, if you'll stay true, if you'll keep yourself pure, if you will be what God wants you to be, God will send you the best. He will send you the best. And believe me, darling, you can't convince her. She'll take His side more than she'll take my side. So you know that's got to be love. Amen? But she waited, and God gave her the best. And I'm telling you, not just a husband, but many of you have needs in your life right now. And I'm telling you, wait. Don't hurry. Wait for the Lord. Philippians 4:19 says, "And my God will supply all of my needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus." Still not convinced? Galatians 6:9 says this, "Let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due or divine time we will reap if we do not grow weary." Amen. There is a divine time. There is that moment that God has for your life, ladies. And God is saying to you, don't become weary in doing good. Amen. Don't become weary in doing good. Don't lose heart today. God's not going to abandon you. He is always there to help you. I said something to somebody the other day. And I said, look, here is where you must begin. The Bible says the beginning of faith begins here. He that cometh to God must first believe that He is. If you cannot begin there in your life, then this word becomes empty and it becomes just another book like Gone with the Wind. This has to be the source of everything. This is not something you believe tomorrow and believe today and forsake tomorrow. This is something that has to be a part of your life and the makeup of your life. Amen? So I'm saying to you today, open up your Mother's Day card and read. God is not going to abandon you. Mothers, you can have a house full of children and feel like you're alone. You can be in Walmart with kids hanging off your cart and still feel alone. I am saying to you today that you are not alone. Jeremiah 33 says, "Call on me and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things that I will do that you do not know." Open up your card today, ladies, and know that God is conscious of you, that God sees you, and that God loves you today. Jesus tells you in John 14:18, "I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you." Hebrews 13:5 says, "I will never leave you. I will never forsake you." But He says, "I will be with you even unto the ends of the world." Matthew 28:20 says, "And lo, I am with you always, even unto the ends of the world." Are you hearing the word today? Amen. As I close today, I want to say this to everyone that is here, all of you ladies. Mothers, God has sent you a Mother's Day card today. And He is saying, don't be anxious for nothing. Don't worry. Wait upon the Lord. You're not alone. Amen? And where, especially you young ladies today, I want to encourage you. Look at some of the older ladies that are here. We have some tremendous women of faith. Miss Rachel. Miss Grace. Barb Perillo. Jerry Sebastian. Are you listening to me? Patsy. Amen. Ellis. Are you listening to me? Are you listening to me? These are great women of faith. Betty. Lori. Mary back here. Amen. Great women. You young women need to look not just at my wife, who I think is probably one of the greatest women that I know. You have no idea. This woman never stops. Never stops. She gives her life, her entire life, to this family. And between cleaning, taking care of me, amen, and everything else, and us pastoring the church, 2-3 times a day, she's on the phone ministering to somebody else. Always. Other ladies that are here that are always a constant source of strength and power. Mary Sievert, who is a very quiet lady over here. Great faith, great insight. Many of you others. We got Debbie Davis here. Amen. Are you hearing me? Glenda's here. Amen. Many of you that are here. You got Edelina here. I wish their Edelina and Edgar's mom were here. Two great women of faith. Amen. I love them. I hope they stay forever. Are you listening to me? Are you listening to me? And if I didn't name your name, it's not on purpose. I'm saying to you today, there are great women here for you to follow and to seek counsel and to see the example. Amen?
And he has written some personal message to you that we've discovered today in his card just to you today, ladies. Take it home with you and take it to heart. Open up your Mother's Day card when you need encouragement. You will find it all and more in his word, the Bible today. Remember, you're not alone in motherhood. You can count on your Heavenly Father to be active in raising your children with you today. You don't have to settle just because, let me tell you something, ladies, just having a man in your life is not the answer. Having a godly man in your life is a part of the answer. But I'm saying to you today is this. Just give him the opportunity to be a partner with you today. Stand and let's pray today. Amen for all the mothers that are here. Amen. Come on up, honey. I want Pastor Karen to come up, if she will. She has some things in her heart that she wants to share. And I think the first mother of this church, and I tell her every year she needs to preach the Mother's Day message. Amen. She needs a mic, please.
Go ahead. Well, I just want to tell everyone how thankful I am that you're at Cornerstone this morning. And I, from my heart, I want to tell every one of you ladies, Happy Mother's Day from my heart. And I know sometimes there's not a lot of, you know, glory or gifts or thanks sometimes in the things that you do. But then other times you're showered with it. You know, and I thank God. I thank God for the ladies in this church. I thank God. You know what? We have never been in a church. We have never pastored a church, and we've pastored a few, and we've been in many churches all over the country. But we've never been in a church that I know. Mary, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that there are people in this church that pray for me and Pastor every single day. And I thank God for you.
Amen.
I know that. And I thank God for you. And I appreciate you so much. And we do have a special little gift for each one of you ladies. As you're going out the door today, we're not going to take the time to have everybody come up and go around today. But back there in the corner, there is a special gift. And my granddaughters, help me put this together. So, and I appreciate them so much. We did have some fun, but we were trying to beat the clock to see how fast we could get it done. But there is a special gift over there in the corner. So as you're going out today.